Okay, so we're on the Daf of tonight. I'll begin on Hangman Bays. I'm going to begin again. The words are simple to translate, but complicated. Not complicated, but more difficult to understand exactly what the Gemara is saying. So, moving down the column on Hangman Bays, the word Itmar around 10 lines down. It's around midway down the column. Everybody have a place on Hangman Bays, page 10, 5B. Yosef, you have it? Yeah. Okay, is Itmar? Okay. So again, so we're talking about Yadayim. Let's just refresh our recollection. So Yadayim is a partial statement, or a partial statement. It doesn't make the whole neder. So we learned in the Mishnah that partial statements also count as a neder. So the Tana Mishnah gave examples that. Of the Adot. So the one example was where they said, like, if a person says, "Mudrani mimcha, shani toim lacha." I'm like mudar from you. I'm like forbidden from you that which I would eat from you, even though he doesn't say that it should be like a korban. Nevertheless, it's understood, and it's a binding netter. And then we had a brisa on Daf Gimel with Aleph says ish ki afli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. So the Gemara darshens out neder nazir lahazir, like a redundancy in the pasuk. We learn that. Yeah, Dodar are also included. Okay, so here let's take a look at, and so yeah, so we'll see. So the Gemara says, "Itmar yadayim shein mochichod." If it's a yad, but it's not muchrach, what it means? In other words, it's not certain what the person means. In other words, like 90% likelihood he means A, but we can't say with 100% certainty he means A. Yadayim shein mochichod. Abayimar having a dime, Ravamar lo having a dime. Abay says it still cuts it, that's a neder, it's a dime, and Rava says, no way. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, Rabbi Edi Asperli, the Rabbi Edi explained it to me, Amar Kra, Nazir la Hazir la Hashem, Makish Yadot, Nazirut la Nazirut. It's making a hekesh between the, in other words, in the same pasuk, we mentioned the Adot, and we mentioned actually, like Naziris. Now, by Naziris, we know it has to be b'haflah. Haflah means the person specifies exactly what he means. So she says, Makish yadot nazir la nazirut. Ma nazirut b'haflah. Just like Naziris says, ish ki afli. Afli means like a specific utterance. He says, af yadot nazirut b'haflah. So too, the adot also have to be b'haflah. Also have to go. The that's what right. That's Rabbi says that Rabbi Yehuda explained it to him. So yeah, okay, 1 second. Let me see if I can get it for you. 1 second. I had it before. Oh, there's no entrance to it here. 1 second. Let me see what the I don't know what the ID number is. 1 second. Unless I close out and sign up. All right. I don't know what the ID number is, but it should. What? No, in other words, the other one. No, I'm the only one on, but I'm recording. It should be in the lua, though. It should be in the schedule. It ends with a one. You can tell our number ends with a one. All right. Anyway, so, all right. Fern, yeah. Okay, so Fern, you couldn't find the Sunday number? Fern?
I found it. I couldn't get in without a meeting
Oh, I think it's 613.
That didn't work, but I'll try again.
Oh. I don't know what the passcode is
Oh,
otherwise.
now it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Thank
Okay,
you.
there you are. There you are. Okay, I have Fern. Okay, thank you. Okay, and good to see you as well, Daniel. Okay, so did anybody contact you, Fern, from the group?
Not yet.
All right, so maybe somebody will contact you. Okay, so we're on Hayam Bays. Okay, Hayam Bays.
What did I miss?
Well, we're talking about Yadot, we're talking about the partial statements. And we said that the Yadot, according to there's a machlok between Abayi and Rava. So let's say it's Yadot Yadayim Shein Mochichot. If it's yadayim that aren't, in other words, it's a partial statement, but it's not 100% clear the person meant A. It's like 90% clear he meant A. So is that constitute an eder or not? So according to Abaye, yeah, that's yadayim. That's yad, and it constitutes an eder, a bani neder. And according to Rav, it doesn't. And then the Gemara mentioned that Rava has a limud that Rabbi Edi taught him, says nazir lahazir lahashem. So we're saying that the redundancy nazir lahazir, we're on Hamad Beis 5b page 10, around 10 lines to the bottom, says nadir neder nazir lahazir. The redundancy teaches me the din of a yadot, right? And then it's teaching me by a nazir, we know by definition has to be bahafla. Hafla means it has to be with specificity. So if you look downstairs in the Ran, two lines to the bottom on Hamad Beis in the Ran. Okay, so he says, manazir bahafla v'chule peirush tamrin b'masach nazir da amar b'tarfon da mirshach habeiro b'mar harin nazir imzen nazir. Let's say Reuven is sitting on a bench and he sees Shimon walking down the street. And Reuven says, I'm a Nazir if he's a Nazir. He says, V'lo ikir bobo tashashay a Nazir. He wasn't certain. Reuven wasn't certain at that moment that Shimon was or was not a Nazir. Afapishin odala harmi kanshu Nazir, even though it becomes apparent later on that Shimon indeed was a Nazir, a Nazir chalalav. The Nazirus is not chal on Reuven. Mishum to be done at the Kanazar, but in the flow of Lekka. Because I need like 100% clarity. When he makes an eder, that's it. So there was not that 100% clarity. So it's a lack of hafla. So the top line on Vav Amud Aleph in the Ran, he says it doesn't mean exactly the same type of hafla. In other words, he's saying that nizirus requires absolute clarity, the way we just described it. And the Yadot also require clarity, but doesn't mean, when the Gemara refers to it by the Yadot, it doesn't mean the same type. He says, the Ihachi Kralamali, in other words, why would I need the Pasuk to teach me like it's the same thing? He says, V'chitisa k'daitin tadifa Yadot nazirut min nazirut gufa. Would I even have a Havamina to think that Yadot are a lesser threshold than the Nether itself? Ela hafla chriti kaminan. So different hafla, the shaykh of Yadot, b'hainu, shu'adot muflaimu for Hashem. In other words, that it has to be clear, explicit, 100% clear. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara, and then I'll pause in a few lines. So the, so we have the machloket again between Abai and Rava, is if I have yadayim she'ein mochichot, in other words, a yad, a partial statement, which is not 100% certain that that's what the person meant, is that nevertheless, it's like 90% certain that that's what he meant. Is that binding or not? So according to Bayit it is, according to Rabbah not, because I need hafla. It has to be 100% certainty. So Abaye will, in other words, what does Abaye do with Rabbah's argument? Yes, that's the rest of the Ran over here. He says, So the Chamim are mechulik over there in Rabbi Tarfon. In other words, Rabbi Tarfon holds that if he sees the person walking down, he's not an eder. But the Chamim are mechulik on him and say the person is an eder. And he says, "V'amri de mezir lo bai hafla." So we don't need that level of hafla. L'kakeisha ela hafla gufa dechtiv benazir liyadot belechuda atya. To buy hafla, but kimakshu Rabbi Tarfon not to lay. So some way, it's got to come out along those lines that he. I assume that he's not working with this Rabbi Tarfon. But let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says eight lines from the bottom. Lema afflicted Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim kimifliki. Should we say that the machlok between Abai and Rava tracks the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Because we learn in the Mishnah in Masechet Gittin, Gufel Shel Get means the text of the Get, of the Bill of Divorce, Hareyat Nuteret L'Chol Adam. According to the Chachamim, the key line is Hareyat Nuteret L'Chol Adam. Now you are permissible to everybody. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that, but he says in addition to which you must have Sefer Tiruchin, that this should be from me to you, this like book of like a divorce, the get peturin, this like, you know, the bill of divorce, we get rid of and a letter of abandonment. So now the Gemara in Masechet Gittin explains that the machloket is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Huda is that the Rabbi Huda holds that the first statement sounds like it could be Harayat Mutar L'Chodam, that it's the oral statement, even though it's in writing, that I might think that the oral statement alone is what constitutes a divorce. Whereas the second statement makes it clear that it's the writing that's going to be the thing that divorces her. But the Ran is going to say that there's also another element of machloket between the two of them, and that is it has to be clear that it's from the man to her. In other words, he says the first statement is Harayat Mutar L'Chol Adam, you're free to everybody. The second statement is that this is minoy, from me to you. In other words, that has to be clear that way. So we'll see in a minute. He says, okay, so Abaye de Amar Karabanan. So we think that Abaye, who holds by Nedarim, that Yadayim She'en Mochichot are Yadayim, he'll hold like the Chachamim, that they say Arum Mutar L'Chol Adam is also good. But Rava de Amar Karabud, Rava who says that we need, you know, Yadayim She'en Mochichot doesn't cut it, so we need like the cross the dot the I's and cross the T's, he'll hold like Rabbi Huda. So Amar Lach Abaye, so if I would say to you, Anada Amri Afilu Rabbi Huda, I could hold even according to Rabbi Huda. As Abaye says, I don't need to dot the I's and cross the T's, but Abaye, again, these are two Tanaim, so Abaye would rather be Aliba de Kuli Alma, he'd rather be that way. So Anada Amri Afilu Rabbi Huda, I could even, my opinion, even if it's some Rabbi Huda, does require the explicit statement by Gittin. I'd come from Rabbi Huda, but Inan Yadayim Mochichot, El Gabi Get, to be in other words, the Tan Rebbe Yehuda could say that that din that I have to have everything so explicitly, that's the din that's unique by get. It has to be clear that there's a bill of divorce between the husband and wife, and that there's no doubt about it, and that everything is set forth. So that I don't have. Of Abba Alma, Mishamadle. But in general, he could agree with me. That's what Abaye will say. That's correct. The Rava Amar, and Rava likewise, that everybody agrees with him. Rav Amar, Anad Amri Yafil Rabbanan. I can even go according to Chachamim, who say, I write Mutar L'Chodam cuts it. I can look Rabbanan to Lobo Inni Yadayim Mochichot, El Gabi Get. In other words, they say you don't need Yadayim Mochichot. It doesn't have to be 100%, you know, clear, only by Get. Why? The Ein Adam Agare Shereish Chaveiro. In other words, we could say that everybody understands I'm not going to divorce my friend's wife. I'm divorcing my own wife. So the Chachamim, in other words, Rav is saying everybody agrees with me. I have to dot the I's and cross the T's. But by Gittin, so there the Chachamim say no. Harei Mutar L'Chol Adam is enough because it doesn't have to be so clear. It's from me to her because who else divorces the wife? But in general, you know where do we see this? Okay, let me just do a few more lines and then I'll pause. Now let me just see in the run. Let me just see. One second. Okay. Yeah. So if you look around the 15th narrow line in the Ran on Vavam with Aleph, where there's a period, Beliati Shapir. Okay, b'liati shapir to v'vaday yidayim ba'atzman in mochichot l'pisa shon in mochiach shehu megarsha. In other words, the language itself is not clear from harei muter l'chol adam that the husband is divorcing the wife. L'shenyan mochiach misar atzmo shehu megarsha. In other words, but the totality of circumstances indicate that he's the one who's divorcing her. From the adam megarsha shehu chaveiro. L'pisa afal pi l'shon in mochiach mahani vein l'shabesh asfar. Okay, now umidarina hacha. Now here the Gemara says that like in Adam Megarish Eish Chaveiro within the Chachamim we're going to say a person doesn't divorce his friend's wife. Mashma the Plukta Rabbi Rabbanan b'Minayhu Rabbi Huda b'Minay Rabbanan l'Bo. So it sounds like that that's the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, about whether you have to say, this is from me. Do I have to say it's from me or not? Minoi. The Chachamim say no, and Rabbi Yehuda says yes. The Kasha, the Ron says, is difficult. If a Perk HaMagaresh Mashma Diplutayu Yibai V'dein Olo. Because it sounds like the Machloket is, do I need V'dein? That this bill of divorce, that was the writing, is what's divorcing. Rabbi Yehuda Bai V'dein, Rabbi Yehuda requires V'dein, this is the bill of divorce. Because if you don't say that, then the person thinks it's just the dibur, just the line, the oral statement. So that's a question. So here from our Gemara, it seems like the point of dispute between the Chamim and Rabbi Yehuda is on the whether you need minai from me to you. But from the Gemara in Masechet Gittin, when they dice up this Mishnah, it sounds like the point of dispute is whether you have to say that this, you know, written, this writing is what's going to do the divorce. So the Gemara, so he says the first medium wide line. It's not a kasha. In other words, they both complement each other. That's the way the art school had it. There are two points of dispute between them. Here, the Gemara is focusing on minai. He says, okay? Let's just summarize again what we did, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll move on, okay? So again, I'm just repeating myself. So we're talking about Yadot by Nedarim, which are partial statements, and we know that Yadot are effective by Nedarim. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel learns it from a limud. It says, "Ishti or neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem." If a person makes a neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem, nazir lahazir. It's the redundancy that teaches me the Yadot, and so it's machloket. If it's Yadayim she'in she'inan mochichot, if it's not 100% clear from the Yadot, whether it's effective or not, is it, in other words, most likely, 90% likelihood it means A, but not 100% clear. So Abai says, yeah, we're going to go with it, and Rabbi says no. And then Rabbi says the reason we're not going to go with it is because we're learning it from the Zeros. The Zeros requires Hafla'ah. Hafla'ah is like a clear utterance, and we're going to apply the same thing to the Yadot. And again, the clarity is a little different by one or the other, but that's where we're going. So the Gemara sought to link this to Machloket about the text of a get, and then we had a Machloket. According to Chamim, it's just Harayat Muteret L'chol Adam is the key, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need an addition to which that this bill of divorce is how I'm divorcing you. So we thought that the Machloket between Abayi V'Rava lines up with the Machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. That Abayi, who holds that I could have a little sort of like this, sort of like, you know, most likely statement, he goes with the Chamim, Harim, Muter, L'chol Adam. And Rabbi, who says I have to dot the I's and cross the T's, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara says, no, either one can say that I hold like both Shitot. Abayi will say that that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with me. Rabbi Yehuda Tana, he says, because by a get, we need Krita. That's a specific thing by the get. Otherwise, in general, he'd agree with me. And Rava will hold that even the Chamim who say Arei Muter L'chol Adam in general agree with me, but by a get, it's like, you know, who else is going to divorce the wife except the husband? All right. So who's a question? You know, Fern, is there any way that you could contact Aaron Moshe or anyone?
Arthur, no, he's trying to get in. I just gave him the passcode. You want to check for him?
Oh, and did the passcode work for you, the one I gave you?
Yes. Oh. It didn't the first time, but the second and third it did.
I hate to bother you. Can you just tell him that's the passcode or it's too
tight? I did. Is he in your waiting room?
No, well, I don't know how no waiting room would be. Let me see. No, nobody's here.
I told him. I'll tell him to try again.
All right. Thank you. Thanks very much. And then, all right. What's up? Yeah, what's up?
I have one since when that did the miscarriage? I mean, the word Haflaam is a wonder.
Yeah.
How does it come out to be clarity?
Yeah, I think there's a Chumash, need a Chumash.
Okay, the second question. In those days, people had more than one wife. So even though he is the husband, but how is it so clear that he's divorcing
No. The key is there's only one husband. So who's divorced here? The other wife's not divorcing her. Okay. All right. Now let's take a look. All right. Now let me just take a look at this. All right. Let me take a look. All right. Let me see what this.
One minute.
All right. Did he get on?
I'm upstairs.
Oh, there you are. All right.
I'm upstairs. I don't know how to do all of these things. By the time I find out how to do it, it's going to be Piran.
All right, well, you made it. You made it, Aaron Moshe. You made it. One second. Now, let me just see if I can find... and thank you very much, Fern, for helping me with Arthur. I don't know if you want to get involved with Ruth and with the other one. I already sent them to do that.
Yeah. Ruth knows the password because she does Sunday Daf.
Okay. All right, let me see. Yeah, so Rashi says on the Parsha, Kiafli, Yafri, to specify, Rashi says. So, let me see now... That's right. That's what the Targum says. Yeah, so the Ibn Ezra has an alternative translation. The person does something outstanding. Uncommon time to take that vow, but that doesn't fit in with our Gemara. Okay, so let's go. I'm going to go. Okay, you did it, Aram Moshe Yeshkoach. Okay, so we're on Daf Vav tonight. I'm sorry you missed the first part, Arthur, and I'm sorry everybody with what? I'm sorry with all the difficulties with the Zoom. Okay, now let's go further. So, but the basic idea, our Moshe, was we've been discussing Yadot, which is like a partial statement, but it's clear what the person means. And then we had Yadayim She'ein on Mochichot. If it's a partial statement, but it's not 100% clear what the person meant. Is that a binding net or not? Like 90% likelihood he meant A, but it's not 100% sure. So Abaye says it's a binding net, and Rava says no. Okay, that's basically what we're up to. Now we're going to ask a question again to Abaye. Okay, line 2 on Bava Manal, page 6A, line 2. So Meitfe, when this we ask a question against Abaye, this is a braisa. Harehu alai, hareza alai, asur, nishuyad the korban. So it means the person is standing before a table, and he's looking at a loaf of bread, and he says, concerning a loaf of bread, Harei hu alai, or he says, Hareza alai. So we think that he means that it's like prohibited to me, like a korban. That's what we think. He says, and that's what the Brisa says, Meshriya the korban. So he's prohibited from eating that loaf of bread. So now the Gemara says, Tama da amar alai hu da asur. So the only reason he's asur is because he says, Harei hu alai. He says, Abal lo amar alai lo. But if he would just said, Harehu, that would be Yadayim Shena Mochichot. So that sounds like it would not be binding. In other words, he just says, Harehu, not. So Tiyufta Dabaye, that would be a kasha against Dabaye. Then we have, in other words, most likely he means for Korban, but it's not so clear. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Abaye. So Abaye would respond to you, Tamar da amar alai hu da asur. Abal amar Harehu, v'lo amar alai. Harehu de hefker, harehu de tztachin kamar. So the Gemara is like making a projection of what Abaye would say. Abaye would say, it's not even Yadayim Shenemo Chichot. It's not even Yadayim because it could be anything. I mean, he could be saying it's hefker. He could be saying this harehu hefker. He could be saying harehu de tztachin. I want it to go to tztachin. We don't know what he means. So in this case, in other words, there's Yadayim, there's like 90% likelihood, and then less than that, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know, 50%, I don't know what he means. So then even Abaye agrees that it's not a neder. That's the way we think Abaye would respond. So the Gemara says, Vamneshehu Yad L'Korban Katani. But if you look at the Brisa says, Hareza Alay Asur, because that's a Yad L'Korban. In other words, a Yad, that's clear. Everybody agrees a Yad. Meaning, that when now what would a person say? A person would say, like he says, Harehu. Let's say he looks at the animal, he say Hareza Korban or Harehu Korban or Hareza Chatan, Harehu Hasham, and so if he says Hareza Alai, it's understood. But a person who's in front of an object and was he saying Harehu, that sounds like the language of a person who's about to say it's like a Korban. In other words, doesn't sound like a person who's going to declare Hefker. Doesn't sound like a person who's going to declare it staka. In other words, that's from the Bryce, it sounds like. Because Bryce says, if he says Hareza Alai, that's a Yad Korban. And when the person declares it like a Korban, he doesn't say a lie. He says Hareza you know, kikorban. In this case, it's a reizalai, but hareizel, harehu should still cut it. So the Gemara revises, gives a different answer. Ela ema tamad amar alai hu asur b'chaver mutar. So the Gemara says no. The way that Abai will deflect the question and say that what the brisa means, if he says a lie, then the person who made the neder is prohibited. In other words, if Reuven is standing in front of a loaf of bread, and it's Reuven's loaf of bread, and he says, Arehu alai, or Reza alai, so then Reuven is prohibited getting hana from the loaf of bread, but Shimon or anybody else could get hana from the loaf of bread. Aval amar harehu, but if he just says harehu, he says shneim asurin, then he and everybody else in the world, even though it says shnein, is prohibited getting benefit from the bread, the dilma harehu hekdesh kamar. In other words, then we don't know. In other words, hekdesh, you have to say, is like korban. I was telling Rabbi Packer today, that's the way he seemed to go along with that. In other words, hekdesh is closely related to korban. So again, Abaye will say that everybody agrees that yadayim shen mo go to having the yadayim. And indeed, if a person says harehu alai, so then it's probably like a korban. When he says harehu, so it could mean that only Reuven is prohibited, or it could mean everybody's prohibited. So that's the way Abaye will understand it. So we're going to give force and effect to the statement. We are, and we're going to say that everybody's prohibited on it. Okay. All right. Everybody good with this? Any questions?
He needs to be the owner, otherwise it's not able to. Might be something that's not his.
Right. That's correct. Okay. All right. Now, although we did learn that a person could oster somebody's property on himself, a person could oster
somebody's property.
Right. So he says, now we're asking another question against Abaye. Again, Abaye says, Yadayim shinim ochichot having yadayim. Meitve, a person standing in front of an animal, and he says, Harezu chatat, harezu asham. This means one statement or the other. Is this animal a chatat or this animal is an asham? Alpha pishu chayev chatat. Even though Reuven, who's the one who's making the statement, is chayev chatat, means obligated to be chatat for asham, or makes statements as asham, he's obligated to be asham. Lo amar klum. He hasn't said anything. We're not going to give force and effect to that. This is the brisa. Harezu chatati. But if he says this is chatati, this is for my chatat. Harezu ashami. This is for my asham. So he was obligated to bar kayamin. So this looks very bad for Abaye. Abaye said, "Yadayim shenem ochichot having yadayim," and this is saying like you need to really dot the I's and cross the T's, right? So Amar lach Abaye. So Abaye would say to you, "Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi." So Abaye would say, "This brisa that says you have to dot the I's and cross the T's." Goes like the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda that we studied before by the Get. Rabbi Yehuda by the Bride Get said it's not enough to say Rabbi Yehuda the Adam or to write that. You also have to say, you know, V'dein D'yevi lichim inai, Sefer Teruchin v'get p'turim v'gerit shavukin. This is my bill of divorce from me to you. So the Gemara says, so Abaye says, I will hold like the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda the Adam is enough. And that Bryce that does say dot the I's and cross the T's goes like the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Abaye Yehuda Amar Anada Ami Afilu Rabbi Yehuda." But didn't Abaye say that I could be even like Rabbi Yehuda? That's what we said earlier. Now Abaye didn't actually say that, but the Gemara, you know, thought within Abaye that he could be like Rabbi Yehuda, and he could be like Rabbi Yehuda because we said that maybe by getting him a special din. So a Hadrabe. So the Gemara says Abaye retracted from that position. So initially we thought that Abaye could go either like the Chachamim or like Rabbi Yehuda. And now the Gemara retracts that position, says Abaye can only go like the Chachamim, and this brisa will be like Rabbi Yehuda. So Ella Lema Rav Damar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, since we've retracted our position vis-a-vis Abaye, maybe we should retract our position vis-a-vis Rav as well, or that's the question. And if you look at the bottom line of the Ran, on Vav Man Aleph, the Chihechit Adrinim Maidamin Lael Dabaye Damar Filk Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we'll withdraw that as well. So four lines from the bottom. Amalak Rabba, Rabba would say to you, Anada Amri Yafilu Rabbanan. Rabba says, I still maintain, or he would say to you that I could still maintain, even though I hold that you need Yadayim Ochichot, but I could even hold like Tashita Kamim, this is a rate with Teret, Ad Kamlokam Rabbanan Vloba Yadayim Ochichot, Vilgabi Get, Because only there, that's special. They don't require all the specificity. Because who else is going to divorce the wife except the husband? Okay, in general, we do require. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let's go to Ahmed Bey's. No, you cannot. Cannot. Okay, all right. All right, let's go to where Ahmed Bey is the top line. Okay, so Bava Bey is top line. Okay, now, Baira Papa, Nishiad Lakidushin Olo. Now, we spoke about, you know, Yadot by Nidarim and by Nazirus, we understand, but is there a question, is there any Shaychus of Yadot by Kidushin? So by Kidushin is man is Makadish Nisha, we all know, on the Chuppah person says, Aram Ukadeshitli. Let's say he doesn't make that whole statement and he does like a Yad. Is a Yad effective by Kidushin or not? So let's look at the Ran on this, on the top line of the Ran. By Rapapa, Ishad Lakidush Makulain, Afilu Biyad Mochiach, even if it's Yad Mochiach, not, in other words, it's a partial statement, but it's 100% clear what the person meant. So he says, "Mi amina nihidlo itrabu yado behedya." Even though we don't learn any limud specifically that yadot are good by kiddushin, gamrinan ba mematzinu min nedarim. Maybe I could just compare it to nedarim. I see by nedarim yadot are good, and maybe by kiddushin as well. Oh, ein yad ba filu mochiach. Or perhaps not that way. Maybe, yeah, to have a partial statement, I can't do it, even if it's clear. The Nadarim Shani de Chamire. Nadarim are very stringent. Now, in other words, just the Dibur alone, things are Chal. So maybe the Torah teaches me by Nadarim that a partial statement works. Mash'ein kein b'kidushin, by Kiddushin, shein srichin ezem ma'isa kesef hoshtar bia. Maybe it doesn't work over there. In other words, like the Dharam are very sensitive. So even a partial statement works. But by Kiddushin, there's a whole tekus to do. And maybe your Dharam are not good over there. Okay, maybe you're still with us. Everybody still with us, okay? So, no, first we have to see whether your Dharam Mochicho works. Then when we resolve that question, the next question would be if it's in other words, for Yadayim She'ein Mochichot. Oh, wait. No. So we got to go slowly. First we have to determine about Yadayim Mochichot. Once we determine Yadayim Mochichot, then we can go to Yadayim She'ein Mochichot. In other words, that would be the Mala. We'll see. Okay? All right. Let's see. If that would be true, that would 100% be true, but we don't know that. But we're doing it, and then there was first comes the A Yadayim Mochichot. We don't even know that. Then we could go to the Yadayim Shein Mochichot. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So the top line by Rapapa Yeshiyad Kiddushin Alo. Do we have a din of Yadot by Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what exactly would be the case? Ilema da Amar La Isha Harei Mukudeshali Amar La Chaverta Va'at Nami. So if we say like this, now the way the Ron explains it is Reuven approaches Rachel, he gives Rachel two prutot, and he says to her, you're Mekudeshet Li, and Leah, who's standing there, Va'at Nami. In other words, that Rachel should be the Shliach, the Kabbalah for Leah. In other words, Rachel should accept Kiddushin on her own behalf, and accept Kiddushin on behalf of Leah. That's the case. We'll see in a minute. He says, "Damar l'Isha Arayim Kedesh Leiva Amar l'Chaber Tavat Nami Shita Hanu Kedushin Atzma." So the Gemara thinks that case, we think definitely the Kedushin would be good. Let's take a look at the Ran on the first arrow line. The Amar l'Isha Arayim Kedesh Leiva Natan L'Shtei Prutot. So the Ran fills us in and he gives her two Prutot. Ba'Amar l'Chaber Tav, and he says to the friend, "Ba'at." Now this is going a little bit further on. We didn't come to this line of the Gemara, but I just want to read it yet anyway. That maybe her friend accepted her b'shlichus. One woman could be a shlich for her friend. Even if as a result of the shlichus, she's going to be the tzara. The tzara is the co-wife, but they're called tsaras because they give each other a lot of tsaras. don't explain, the Ran says that he gives a pruta to each woman, and he says, "Vat nami, the vaday mashpin the figabi lexipuki klal b'vaat chazoi." Is there? I'm not going to be misupak. Like the Gemara is going to say that maybe you're just going to watch the situation. That is definitely good. All right, let me do a few lines. I'll come back. Now, so he says. So again, so if Reuven gives Rachel two prutot and Leah standing nearby, and he says, "Harei mukudeshet li ba'at nami," and you too with respect to Leah. So that we think is clear that both of them are mukudeshet, and there's a presumption at law that since Rachel isn't protesting, that she's designating, since Leah's not protesting, that she's designating Rachel to be her shliach l'kabbalah. Let's see for the Gemara. He says, Ella, line four, Ella Gionda Amar. So what's the case that Rapapa has a question about Yad L'Kiddushin? That's not even Yad, that's clear enough. Ella Gionda Amar La Isha Hariat Mekudeshet Li, Va'amar La Chaverta Va'at. So he says to Rachel, you're Mekudeshet, he gives her two prutot. He says, you're Mekudeshet to me. And he says, the other one, Va'at, and you. So me and Rinan Va'at Nami Amar La La Chaverta, V'tafsi Ba'Kiddushin La Chaverta. Do we say, and you also are Mekudeshet to me? And for the reasons we said above, that she's mekudeshet, Odilma ma'at chazoi amar lo lechaberta, lo tafsi bat kiddushin lechaberta. Maybe it's ma'at chazoi. You watch the situation, you audit the situation, or you va'at, like the way the Rambam says, you can consider whether you're interested in marrying me or something like that, but not married. So okay, so that's the question Rav Papa has. Now let me do two more lines, and then I'll pause. Rav Papa wants to know, is there such a concept as Yad by Kiddushin? In other words, a partial statement, even if it's clear what the person meant, but it's not the full statement. In other words, the full statement is, you know, like, and you also, but it's like, he says, Rav Papa was super convinced, Mahamad Adamar Le, Mida Amar Le, Rav Papa Labaye, Rav Papa said to Abaye, did Shmuel really hold that Yadayim She'en Mochichot Havin Yadayim? Now let me see what he's got the case here. It's in Kiddushin. What is the case? One second. I got to see the case again. I had it. One second. I don't remember what the case was in Kiddushin where he had this. One second. He doesn't say the case is here, but the Masechtas told the case. I don't remember what the case was with Shmuel, but he says. He says. So our Papa says to Abaye, "Misav Shmuel Yadayim She'en Mochichot Havin Yadayim." The Shmuel hold that Yadayim She'en Mochichot work by Kiddushin. I think the case is. Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, I think it's the person said Hareyat Mekudeshet. He didn't say Li. He said Hareyat Mekudeshet, and then is that a good Kiddushin? That was the question over there. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, he says, "Misav Shmuel Yadayim She'en Mochichot Havin Yadayim." Does he hold that Yadayim She'en Mochichot Havin Yadayim, like an unclear statement, is Yadayim? So from that, Michlal, this purely Rav Papa, the Yesh Yad LeKiddushin. So it sounds like he's holding that, like we were talking about before, Yosef. It sounds like from his question, he holds that there are Yadayim, but it's Yadayim She'en Mochichot is the whole question. In other words, where it's not clear what the statement is, but if it would be a partial statement, be clear, he would hold it. So the Gemara says, Chanam Yigo, means Rapapa is asking Akasha against, Rapapa asks Abaye in the second. Rapapa asks a question to Abaye. Shmuel makes a statement in the Gemara in Kiddushin. I think that if a person says, Hareyat Mekudeshet, and doesn't say Li, that she's Mekudeshet. This is...
He says, Hareyat Mekudeshet.
So Shmuel says she's Mekudeshet. I think that's the case. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, does Shmuel really hold that Yadayim She'emo Chichot have any Yadayim? So, but from that question, it sounds like that he holds Yadayim that would be Mo Chichot, certainly holds that they are good. So he says, so the Gemara says, Chara Migomai Dispir Le Shmuel Amar Le Abaye. It means he's saying, what I discern that Shmuel must hold this way. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not even so clear on Yadayim Shemo Chichot, but from the fact that Shmuel makes a statement, it sounds like he holds that way. Okay. Now, who said question comes to us on anything we did so far?
Yes, over here, it comes as a Hayat Mekudeshe. We know a person is able to Mekudesh somebody or on behalf of somebody. Totally not clear.
Right. That's Rav Papa's question. From the fact that he's saying, you know, even Yadayim Shemo Chichot, he has that. It sounds like it's good. So certainly he takes Yadayim Okicho would be good. Now, let me do a little bit of peace with this. This is the Yaladaf. The Gemara cites the opinion of Rabbanan to that a get is valid, even if it does not clearly indicate the name of the Megaresh, as long as it includes the phrase, Harem Teret Lekol Adam, you're permitted to everyone. Right. And Gemara, in comparing an unclear netter to an unclear get, asks why, according to Rava, an unclear get, which is not named the Megaresh, is valid, whereas the unclear netter is not. The Gemara answers, okay, now, in contrast to get, Shmuel says, with regard to Kiddushin, oh, here it is, that if Reuven gives a woman money or a ring and declares, you are hereby married, but fails to add the word li, to me, the Kiddushin is invalid. He says invalid. The fact that Reuven gave the ring is not a clear indication that he is the groom, but it is possible that he was acting as a shliach on behalf of his friend Shimon. Okay, now, Yavnimi Luim asserts that such a kiddushin is invalid only if the Mekadesh, the one granting the ring, and the bride were not heretofore engaged to be married. However, if a man gives a ring to his fiancée, is considered Yadayim Okichot, that he intends to perform the kiddushin on his own behalf, the kiddushin is valid even if he omits the word li. In other words, I could, you know, extrapolate from all the circumstances. The Mahari maintains that the intent of the Mekadesh must be clear even to an onlooker who has no idea of the couple's previous relationship. The Ma'ari suggests that even if the couple's engaged, if the Mekadesh omits the word li, the Kiddushin is not valid, since he used an expression which is ambiguous to the uninformed observer. So it's coming out to be machloket between the Avni Milum and the Ma'ari. Let's say a person's under the chuppah, everybody's gathered there, and the chassan says to the bride, and he holds the ring, is Zareya Mekudeshet, and he puts the ring on the bride's finger. This is like every rabbi's nightmare. So now, and he doesn't say li. So it's coming out to be machloket between the Avni Miluim and the Maharid. What? No. But according to the Maharid, it has to be clear to an onlooker who has no idea of the couple's previous relationship. The Maharid suggests that even if the couple's engaged and the Kaddish omits the word li, this is not valid since he uses an expression which is ambiguous to the uninformed observer. So,
but haven't there been Aiden who have signed off by now?
Now it's not ambiguous. He's giving her the ring on the.
But he has the Aiden have signed already.
The Aiden is only good to testify as to what they heard and saw, which is about the
giving her the ring. Not a big deal.
He said Raya Mekudeshet, and he gave her the ring, but he didn't say Lee. So that statement's not 100% clear.
Aren't they Aide Tanayim and Aide Ketuba?
No, in other words, again, the 8-day Kiddushin are only as good as the underlying facts, right? In other words, let's say he's under the chuppah and he doesn't give her rings. So the 8-day didn't give the ring. Let's say he's under the chuppah, he gives a ring, doesn't make a statement. So what are the 8-day for? In other words, the 8-day can only like validate based on his statements. Okay, now.
So according to the Maharit, who says that this is not a good Kiddushin, imagine they go through this. And at this time, they decide to break it off. Do they need a get or not?
So the Marit probably would say, I don't know what the Marit would say, but I think we would definitely say they need a get. Okay, now, let's see
wouldn't
further.
Wouldn't the rabbi, you said it's a rabbi's nightmare, wouldn't the rabbi have him repeat it? I mean,
That's typically what the rabbi would have him do, is repeat the statement. The only thing is, it starts getting a little dicier, though, with it all, because... See, if he's given her the ring already, then like you need a different. I would think you would need a different ring. In other words, if he gave her the ring, so she made a kinyan on the ring. Now you know what I mean. It becomes a big mess if you're the Masada Kiddushin.
She needs to give him the ring. If you're the
Masada Kiddushin, you want to avoid this whole headache. This is like a nightmare for rabbis. Okay, now. Okay,
you
now.
Pay the caterer.
Well, all right, now, all right, now, this is from the Daf Digest now. Now, the Ran and the Rosh elaborate on the case of the Gemara and the following summary of their explanation is presented by the Ruch HaShulchan. At the time Yaakov is betrothing Rachel, he gives her two prutas and declares, behold, Harem Kudeshetli, and then he asks Leah, Va'at Nami, and you also. If Leah agrees, she's betrothed to Yaakov, since Rachel accepted the betrothal money on her behalf. The question one could ask, however, is why is Kishon valid? If Rachel never confirmed that she was acting as an agent for Leah to accept Kiddushin on her behalf, there wasn't any confirmation that Leah wanted Rachel to act as her agent, Shliach. How is it possible to assume that Rachel was acting as Leah's agent? So the Ruch HaShulchan answers that since Yaakov made his intention clear, if Leah or Rachel were opposed to his plan, they should have protested. Since they remained silent and allowed the transaction to take place, it's assumed that Leah agrees to allow Rachel to act as her agent, that Rachel agrees to form that agency. If, however, Yaakov only said, Ba'at, and you, the betrothal to Leah is in doubt, Safek Kiddushin. The reason is that he may not have intended to ask Leah that she would accept a betrothal offer. They have simply asked her to witness the betrothal he was forming with Rachel. It doesn't mean to be an aide, but just to think, although that possibility is somewhat far-fetched, as long as there is another possible meaning to Yaakov's words, his statement is considered a partial declaration, and as such, the Kiddushin will remain in doubt. Ruch HaShulchan adds that although unclear partial declarations, the Dayim Shein Mokhikot are not valid, this is considered a case of a clear partial declaration. Demokon is subject to the dispute in Gemara whether partial declarations are valid for Kiddushin. Okay, let me finish up the Gemara. That'll be it tonight. Wait. Let me finish, then we'll go. Now, all right. Now, by Rav Papa, okay, tell us to the bottom. By Rav Papa, Rav Papa poses the following question. Yishyad lepeh o ein yad lepeh. So again, we're moving from topic to topic. We said that Yadayim definitely has relevance by Nadarim and Naziris, without a doubt. And then we spoke about application by Gittin, and then we spoke about Kiddushin also. We were Mesupak, whether we have a Dinin Yadayim by Kiddushin. Now we want to say by Peah. Peah is when a person designates the edge of his field to be, you know, for the Aniyam. Does a Yad help over there, a partial statement? And it'll come out from the end of the Gemara that there's a connection between Peah and making a Neder. That'll be the bottom line. So we'll see in a minute. By Rav Papa, Yishyad the Peah, when Yad the Peah, Hei Chidami, Ilema da Amar Hadin Ugya Leve Peya. Ugya means like a ditch around the like the patch of land, but it means like a patch. In other words, he says this patch should be Peya. And then he says, Bahadain Nami. And then he says, and this also. Ahi Peya Ma'al Yitahi. That certainly is clearly Peya. He came by Lehon da Amar Vihadain. Let's say he says concerning patch number one, he says, Hadain Ugya Leve Peya. And then he says, V'hadein, and this. This is below Amar Nami, He didn't say also. Mine. So that's the question. That's a case of Yadayim with Peah. So the Gemara says, so below Amar Nami. So the Gemara says, Mechlal, the Amar Sada Kulate Peah, have your Peah. So the Gemara takes it from, we assume in the question that if a person has already designated a peah and he was yotze the mitzvah, he can designate more crops to be din and peah. This is the in. It's true. We can. Bahatani, we learned the brisa. If a person wants to designate his entire field as peah, he could. Now, the only thing is, though, he points out here, if you look in Tosfos is on, or the Rush, rather, the Rush in the lower left-hand corner, he says, it's around six lines from the bottom, or eight lines from the top, in the Rush. He means you shouldn't harvest the whole thing. So it sounds like from Pesukim that pay only begins when you begin the harvest. But don't like finish off the pay even in the corner of the field. So, in other words, the Tosfos is saying you can't have Peah until you do begin some of the harvest. So it can't be the whole field. I have to at least harvest like one stalk, and then I can declare it to be Peah. So he says, Yerushalmi Mishani Lo Degar Sim Yerushalmi Per Kama Depeyam Ach Lo Kesar Shibol Rishona Lo Chayim Stib Peyam. Till he harvested the first stalk, his field was not Chayim and Peyam. Then he's saying, so it has to be that he began the harvest, and then he does it. So back in the Gemara, by the time he wants to make the whole field pay, it means after he harvested at least one stalk, it says, what's the beginning of the pasuk? What's the beginning of the pasuk? Okay. So pa'at sadcha mi'aminan came to itkash the korbano. Do I say there's a hekesh which we're going to reduce shortly between peya and korbano? Ma korbano yishlam yad. By korbano we have a yad. It means by nadarim for korbano we have a yad. A pey yishlam yad. Or perhaps the hekesh is just subject to not the law of lo to acher. You can't delay your obligation, just like korban, like three moedim. So that's the question. The bottom line of the days. Where's the hekesh between peya and korban or nazarim? To Tanya, the top line is zayim and aleph meimach. It says kitar nedar shem lokech lo to acher l'shamo. So the Mefarish, the Rashi, the Mefarish, the top line says, So, one second. Okay, so that's it. So in other words, that love is linking Din and Peah to the Din and the Darim, but it's just linking it for Baal Ta'acher. Or is it linking it even for more, like for the whole din of Nadarim and even with Yadot? And that's the question. That's the question that not a Gzeirah Shavah. Hekesh. He says, okay, wait 1 second. He says, that's the question the Rav Papa had. Okay? All right. Now, it was, you want to say, can I have a Hekesh L'chatzai? That's what it was. So let's take a look. Let me take a look. 1 second. Okay, well, that's a good question. 5 lines to the bottom in the Ran. You see the Ran on Baba Beis. Ba'afagav de kaimalan in hekish lamechza, just like Yosef asked. Even though we hold and kind of, he says, Shani Peya lo kativa behedya. But Peya is different. Peya is not mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk. In other words, if we would say Peya there, then you say in hekish lamechza. Umidrasha atya. We're darshing it out that it's referring to leket shechem Peya. There, you want to say that maybe we could say that it's not 100% that way. In other words, normally a hekesh, if it's clear hekesh, we'd say that way. Here it's not 100% clear hekesh. Okay, one second. Let me take a look. Okay, 60 seconds question from Daniel, and that's it. What's up?
When we say that the person is married to one woman and says vegan at,
right?
We say in Navin Simcha, I mean, is it just an ideal situation? Even with the Yaakov, they waited a week before.
Yeah. I think the Simcha would be after the Nisuin is when you would have the Simcha.
Ah, so there's a
Okay, and it's about Nami. Okay, nice having you, everybody. I'm sorry for the difficult. What? Well, the Gemara had a question about that. Wait. Yeah, the Gemara had a question. So I don't think we answered it so clearly in the Gemara. He says, 1 second. Yeah, so the Ran says, if you look 10 lines above where it gets wide in the Ran, near the stuff here, the cloud is fewer later popped the shadow condition. Okay, that we have. But 1 second, 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. Yeah, so the Gemara was questioning it. So I don't know if the Gemara is so clearly which way it comes out with this. All right. Now. So tomorrow I'm going to try to get the other our regular station working tomorrow. Okay, and it's nice having everybody. Let me end the recording.